Good morning, welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 9 and 10 minutes. The date is now the 22nd of March, and it's cold. Believe it or not, this rain this morning, I couldn't believe that it's happening to us. We're still in summer, aren't we?
We're still in summer, we're moving towards autumn, but the problem is that when it rains, people can't drive. They don't know how to drive. So you've got guys overtaking at high speeds and they can't control cars.
It's because of the rain. They want to go faster.
They want to go faster to see if they can beat the rain.
But it
causes total chaos on our roads. It's amazing how we change.
It is ridiculous. And who do we have with us? The studio we've got with us. Leon is not coming today. He had to go and open the office. And we've got with us Peter Feldman. How are you, Peter?
I'm very well.
Very well. Nice to meet you.
You're right.
I'm great, yeah.
Right, yesterday we didn't have a show.
Last night, yes.
I did, yeah.
We had a rest, yeah. Normally on a Wednesday night, I had to move and get in here and time for the show. So last night I relaxed with my family.
I just want to mention to everyone that listening to us, don't forget, we still got a couple of tickets for the screening next week. Is the 26th? Is it Tuesday the
27th.
27th, sorry. Tuesday the 27th at?
At 8 o'clock at Cinema Nouveau. It's the film 7 Days in Entebbe. About the hijacking of the Air France plane in 1976 and the way the Israeli Defense Force sent in a team to rescue hostages. It's a brand, and it gives a whole new perspective because it takes them from a different angle, and it's going to be very interesting to see how the Israelis and how Jewish people are going to react to it. Because it's not the same as Thunderbolt, and they're not the same as Victory in Entebbe. It's a totally different view of the whole raid.
So don't forget 010-140-3020. That's our phone number. Our WhatsApp line 061-895-1019. 34519. That's our SMS. It will cost you $1.50. And we are with us as well. Moshe, start with our own Moshe.
Good morning. Nice and wet.
Nice and wet. My name is Roper Onion. You're listening to Rolling Friends. And for that, we've got with us today Dr. Ian Weinberg. How are you, Ian?
Fine, and you?
And what's your Jewish name, is it?
Yitzchak Ruvain Ben Abraham. Hello.
Okay, we'll stick to Ian Weinberg. He's a famous neurosurgeon, and he's launching a book today, this evening.
Tonight,
this evening. And the launching place is Orient Restaurant.
The Orient Restaurant at Melrose Arch, yes.
Yeah, and from a few words that I had with him in a corridor, he's not stupid. So let me tell you something, and you can't fix stupidity.
No.
I can't, because we tried, and I've got
candidate, and
unfortunately, he can't fix it. You should say I can fix it, man. You're not long.
There's a long waiting list.
Could I just mention?
Please.
The book is about the functions of the brain and how it has the power to change lives. And it's been written by Dr. Weinberg. It's called Leading with Conscious Awareness, A Narrative of Personal Insights. And I must say, I read the book. It's an amazing guide which links the mind, the body, the spirit, and the brain, and how it impacts on our psyche, our physicality, and our general well-being. This is Dr. Weinberg's personal insights and 25 years of methodology. He provides a deep understanding of how we can live a life free of suffering, anxiety, depression.
Are you talking about that? Because we're free of suffering. I mean,
no, but this, I'd like to meet this guy. That right.
He's got a sense of humor.
To do my profession, you've got to have a good sense of humor.
Yes, that's right.
It's an amazing book, Roy.
Yeah.
It's on different levels. He brings out anecdotes about some of the stories he has to tell, and also about the fine art of neurosurgery. But he's here in the studio, so I'm sure you'll be able to.
Yeah. So, tell us something about the book. What brought you to actually write this book?
Well, it was never intended to be a book. It just happened. It's one of those things. I've been writing a couple of social media articles from time to time.
Yeah.
And plus longer pieces on my own website. And I was introduced to Ben DeCarli, who's, as you know, the CEO of Conscious Companies. And she immediately seized on the fact that this is a book. And she then set about advising and editing, and Peter helped edit, and it was structured. And the next thing, all my little pieces were brought together as a book. And the format of the book, in fact, is a chronological description, narrative, of my life and with the concepts that were developed along the way. And it really is, at the end of the day, it reflects my interest areas, which is, as you know, neuro, so I became a neurosurgeon. But my real passion was this thing called consciousness. And so I started exploring this thing called consciousness and expanded way beyond the neurosurgical concept of, or the neurological concept of consciousness, because it suddenly occurred to me along the way that there were many things that I was observing in a clinical environment that were not explained by the conventional biomedical model. So I explored further, and all those explorations and all those insights were pulled into the narrative, and so began this expanded concept of consciousness as seen from my perspective in the course of my evolution, if you want to call it that.
Many people that had books published, at least for the first time, they describe it like childbirth. I'm not talking about the pain. Yes, actually, I am talking about the pain. What do you say? How was it?
This one was the easiest, because the ones before that I've written, I'd sort of self-published, and the pain was on me to get it into place and to get it presentable. And here, Brenda and the team basically knocked it into place and told me what else to write to fill in. And so for me, it wasn't really a great trauma. It was, if anything, relatively painless. I had a good general anesthetic, put it that way.
There's some sort of amazing new things in, new things for us in brain surgery. I mean, when you're talking about brain surgeon, you're talking about like the most... You know, you can all make missiles, or can make, or you're a brain surgeon. Brain surgeon is like up there with
rocket science.
Yeah, I would say.
The question is, Doc, you know, can anybody who reads the book can understand it?
Absolutely. So basically, that's the crunch. The crunch is that this was not written for professionals. This was written for the lay people, because those are the people that need to know about this stuff.
Absolutely.
Because if we don't put it out there, they're not going to get it from their practitioners and from their psychologists, etc. This had to go. The target market here was the lay public, to inform them so that they don't get fake news. Let's put it that way. Okay.
And what can a person learn from it? Let's say I'm a layman. I read the book. What can I learn from it? Is it anything that I can do, that I can pick up from the book, for some knowledge or the way to act or something?
Absolutely. So you've got to understand that I'm a hands-on person. So I'm a pragmatic person. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. And yet we've got to look at the brain and try and work out how it's working, and then try and apply it to work for us. So that's exactly what it's about. So my other, call it profession, is coaching. But it was coaching coming out of a neuro environment. In other words, so this is how the brain works, and this is how to get the best out of it. And the key word that comes out of this whole book is in the title. It's awareness. So if I can impart awareness to you of yourself and how things work around you, then you can start strategizing on a very informed level.
I would like to ask you a question. You know, maybe it's not in... Can a person control the brain, or the brain controls you?
I think there's a partnership involved here. I think that you've got a heritage. You were born and you had a nurture environment, and that molded how you see things and how you feel. And then you engage the world.
Now we're talking Freud.
No. This is way beyond Freud. We're talking now neuroscience.
All right.
Full on neuroscience.
All right.
So basically, we're going to inform you on how it works. You are in control, but you're still the product of everything that came before you. And ultimately, your decisions will also reflect that, but with awareness. And awareness is that thing which is the most objective that you can become. In other words, if you start seeing yourself and your world from a more objective perspective, which we call being aware, then you can start making informed decisions.
Yeah, and better
that's
yourself.
About informed decisions. And that's how you better yourself.
Yeah, and better yourself and better... Yeah.
So your greatest mentor is going to be self-awareness.
Absolutely.
That's your greatest mentor.
It is amazing. We're here with Dr. Ian Weinberg. If you've got any questions, please, don't be shy. 061-895-1019 or 34519. Ian, how long did it take you to write it?
Well, I mean, the first of the articles was written about 3 or 4 years ago, and then slowly they were gathering. And so all in all, Look, it's also, it includes a description of my actual program. So I've got an actual application, which I've been using in the corporate environment as well as in the clinical environment, which is exactly that, enhancing awareness. And it, by the way, is also quantified. That's been going for 25 years. So the application's been going for 25 years. The book is really the soft description of everything that's in the application. So it's really the running commentary on the outside in a soft form of the hard stuff that we're using in a formal clinical and corporate application.
It is actually, it's actually amazing to, I thought the brain is just something that functions automatically. We don't, I mean, we have nothing to do with it. I mean, that's what I believed.
No, well, but the doctor said a minute ago that it's a partnership, that you can control the brain too.
It's amazing. I mean, the brain controls you controlling the brain. I mean, think about it.
But it goes beyond that. I mean, your brain controls your body as well.
Yes.
So we're not just talking about performance. We're talking about wellness as well. So we know the chemistry of the brain links with the immune chemistry. And there's a reverse feedback coming back. So there's heavy two-way traffic going between brain chemistry and the immune system.
It is so interesting. You know, I haven't really prepared myself too much for it because yesterday was a holiday and whatever. But let me tell you, we will have to re-invite you here. We will have to. So it has to be, don't say like this.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
We'll have to accept.
So we can accept in between operations.
It's all right.
But there's an operation of a different kind.
Just leave it open in the meantime. there was... Do you think it's more of a calling to be a brain surgeon, or do you think it's just a profession like any other medical profession?
I think you must have done something seriously wrong in a previous life to have to do neurosurgery. I mean, it's a very, very stressful environment, and when things go well, things go very well. When things go wrong, you feel the lowest of the low you can possibly be. And I think it's a very, very challenging speciality. Unfortunately, because of that, we don't have enough neurosurgeons here and in the rest of the world. It's not one of those specialities that you're going to do for prestige. You know, the prestige in neurosurgery lasts about 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
And after that, the great leveler is walking into an operating theater where you're confronted by the words of one of our pioneers, and it's in the book. His name was Harvey Cushing, the first neurosurgeon. And he made a statement to all neurosurgeons coming after me: beware, you tread where God never meant you to go.
That's it.
So you're at a disadvantage from the moment you start.
It is amazing, you know, what, to open something, like to go to the unknown proper. And you know, you can hurt him so much, you can actually hurt the person so much.
Absolutely.
or you can fix him.
The stakes are very high.
There are some very interesting, there's one heartwarming anecdote that Dr. Weinberg mentions in the book. I don't know if you want to, with a girl that you operated on as a child.
Why not? Stories is what we're looking for.
So this is one of the stories in the book, and the book is full of illustrative stories. So this is not a dry description of neuro. This is about life. This is about real life. And so in my second year of practice, I was at the Old Princess, and I was coming up on a Monday morning, and I saw a neurologist sprinting towards me, screaming, come quickly to the scanner, to the MRI scanner. And I ran up with him, and there was a 10-year-old girl lying, dying on the scanner with a massive brain hemorrhage. And there was no trauma, so obviously this was a spontaneous bleed, and we did an angiogram, and she had bled out of an abnormal blood vessel called an AVM, or an arteriovenous malformation, which had very thin walls, and she had spontaneously bled, and she was literally dying. And so basically got her to the theater, opened up the head, managed to stop the bleeding, and then slowly over many hours managed to roll this whole collection of abnormal blood vessels out of her head. She recovered, she woke up, but she had a very severe hemiplegia, marked weakness over the left side of her body. Sent her to rehab, and she slowly recovered, and then I lost her to follow-up. And about a year ago, I think a year or two ago, I was at the clinic, at my clinic at Linksfield, and I went to the pharmacy, and I was buying something at the pharmacy, and I looked on the side of me, and I noticed this beautiful woman with two young kids. And she said to me, "Are you Dr. Weinberg?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "Oh, you won't remember me, my name, but I was a 10-year-old girl lying, dying on a scanner."
Oh.
And I just want to tell you that I eventually did law, and these are my two children.
Amazing.
So that was...
this is a bit
neuro at its best. But sadly, obviously, we have our losses as well.
You know, it's amazing. It's actually, I suffer from cluster headaches, and I have big problems. Like I've seen
a lot of neurologists, you know, really a lot. And I couldn't get it right. I mean, in the last few years, thank God it just disappeared. So I don't want to trade there. But do you have an answer for those things?
Cluster is cured with Isoptin.
Well?
With Isoptin.
What do you mean?
Isoptin is a drug.
And Isoptin.
I don't know. I can't remember its trade name. That's its ethical name. And that was our miracle drug. And by the way, discovered purely by accident.
When was it discovered?
That's actually a heart drug. Isoptin is a heart drug. And it so happened that someone who had Isoptin as a heart tablet, who was started on Isoptin for his heart, who also happened to have cluster headaches, suddenly was cured of his cluster headaches.
So cure the cycle.
So we only use it in the cycle. So we use it during the time, and then we wait for the next one.
If it reoccurs, you just take another one.
That's it. And it's become Isoptin. Our miracle drug.
I can't believe it.
I don't get commission for the company, but that's why I can't remember the generic name. Verapamil is the generic name.
Sounds like one of the creatures from Jurassic Park. One of the dinosaurs.
Because this program is brought to you by Verapamil.
That's a good one. So tell me, what more can you say about the book, the book itself?
The book is a must read. It's not even a discussion.
It's a must read, guys. So you have to come, all of you.
So it's going to be on the bookshelves, I imagine, from tomorrow. We're also selling it at our consulting rooms here at Linksfield Clinic.
Doctor, are you going to sign personally the books you're going to sell? Are you going to have books at the
launch? Yeah, we're going to have books, but I need to emphasize that it's by invitation only, unfortunately.
Oh, all right.
The launch is absolutely oversubscribed. I don't even know how we're going to fit everyone in.
Yeah.
So please, maybe not a good idea to go to the launch, but the book will be available either in the bookshelves. It's going to be at exclusive in Hyde Park, and it will also, as a start, and it will be sold at our rooms at Linksfield Clinic for the beginning, and after that we'll expand it.
Doctor, it's also online at www.neuronostic.com.
Neuronostic, please spell that.
neuronostic.com/?page-book-details. And it costs 180 rand.
Ah, that's not money.
If you go onto the homepage that you've just mentioned, there is a little orange link that says that is the book. If you click on that orange link, it'll take you to the purchase page.
It is amazing. It's amazing to have. You know, I know you're in a hurry, and I know there's people waiting for you there with the brains falling off the heads. I've got. Don't stress about
don't
that.
Talk about
and
it.
I'm not stressed. I'm actually want to go slowly there. You got. Let just put things right. You can't do nothing about crazy people.
We can try and help them help themselves, but you know what the problem is. You've got to know the problem. If you don't know that there's a problem, you can't help anybody.
Then all this used to electrical shock them. Does it work?
No, I think it helps the doctor more than the patient.
And what would you give young boys to look at you and say, I want to be like you?
I said, think again. Go and do dermatology. It's much easier.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. I suggest my kid to do dermatology. I've seen my boy and he says to me, tell your son to do dermatology.
The biggest crisis is the pimple on your cheek.
Exactly. No one will call you in the middle of the night to say, hey,
come and squeeze my pimple.
We're having your doctor Ian Weinberg. Our telephone number is 010-140-3020. WhatsApp lines are 061-895-1019. We're going to go to our commercials and we'll come back just now. And we're back. I don't know if you remember this song.
I was born in a little village.
And, you know, Impi Tombi was
it was a huge show in the 70s with Bertha Egnos and her daughter Gail wrote it. It was a huge success, not only in South Africa, but in many parts of the world.
100%, I heard about it overseas. I mean, in the 70s, I wasn't here, and Impi Tombi was a great song. And I just felt like putting Impi Tombi because of the, you know, African weather that we have today. I mean, it's crazy, you know. Everybody thinks Africa is hot and whatever, and they don't know how much of a cold weather we actually get here during winter, especially Johannesburg. We have one of the most wonderful weathers.
We have an early morning, it's cold, and then it gets dry during the day, and it's quite warm, and then early and evening
it gets warm. So it's
Johannesburg is the best weather in the world.
I mean, Durban is...
Durban's always heated.
You're mad. Cape Town is terrible.
Cape Town is a terrible weather, proper terrible weather. You got a very nice summer, for my opinion. You got a hot summer, but then winter is really not nice. We have a commercial. Pesach is knocking on our door, and you know, it's 22nd. Pesach, I think, is the 31st in the evening. It's Shabbos evening, and you know, I actually don't know what to say, but people, I don't. You know, on 26th, we do have still a couple of movie tickets. All you have to answer is the question, who was the big black guy that used to be
the president of Uganda?
Send his name and your telephone number, and we will come back to you with a pair of tickets. So come, do it quickly before we finish. Our WhatsApp numbers are 061-895-1019, 34519. It will cost you $1.50. We'll call you back. We'll have a really, really enjoyable time.
It's at 8 o'clock at Cinema Nouveau, next Tuesday night, 27th in March.
You're going to get your popcorn and soda.
Yeah, it's 7 days in Entebbe, and it's a special screening courtesy of Rowan Friends and Porn Stars Unplugged on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, so guys, come join us, and we'll have a party there. I promise you we'll have a party. And yeah, come mingle. Come mingle with us. Come, we'll have a lot of fun. You know, I'll tell you something. Today we have birthdays of all your friends. I mean, all your friends from
way
the movies. We've got today is the birthday of Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yes.
So Laura Jane Reese Witherspoon is American actor, producer, actress, producer, and entrepreneur. She's the recipient of several awards, including Academy Award, a Primetime Emmy Award, a BETA Award, and 2 Golden Globe Awards. She says, I don't believe in perfection. I don't think there's such a thing. But the energy of wanting things to be great is whatever. I don't think she's that clever anyway. Do you think she's clever?
She's clever. She runs companies. She knows good scripts.
Yeah.
I don't think she's the greatest actress in Hollywood at the moment. Yeah. I don't think she ever was. But she chooses the right product. She chooses the right projects. And she does well at it. And she's been on TV with
believe it or not, how old do you think she is?
She must
35.
Huh?
35.
She must be in her late 30s. Eh?
42.
She doesn't look it.
So being a southern person and a blonde, she says.
She's from Texas, I think.
Yeah, southern. She must be. Being a southern person and a blonde, it's not a good combination. Immediately, when people meet you, they think you're not as smart. That's exactly what I got. So all right. And I get crazy in bookstore. That's what she says. It makes my heart beat because I want to buy everything. Believe it or not, she's a bookworm.
Bookworm.
So, and we've got another guy. I don't know if you know him. His name is Rick Harrison. He's a porn star.
Yes.
He's the first porn store, not porn, porn, P-A-W-N store. He's 53 today. Richard Kevin Rick Harrison is an American Las Vegas based businessman who reality television personality, best known as the co-owner of the world famous Gold and Silver Pawn Shop.
He's the American version of Perret.
I'm the second version of him. Yeah. So best known as his Gold and Silver Pawn Shop is featured in the history series of porn stars. He's famous. He always says one thing I've learned after 21 years: you never know what's going to come through those doors. Rick Harrison, the spotter at my shop, family comes first. And money comes second, depending on who you ask. But the best part, you never know what's going to come through those doors. That's what he says. And I would say the same. You never know what comes through our doors. I mean, yeah, you got some weird things.
Some of what comes through your doors, you're going to take out.
Yeah, so we've got some amazing things. Anyway, we've got Wolf Isaac Blitzer. You remember Wolf Blitzer?
Wolf Blitzer, yes.
Wolf Blitzer
CNN.
Is 70 years old today. Yeah, I hate him. He's an American.
By the way, let me tell you, he studied in Israel, in Jerusalem.
Yeah, and he hates Israel.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, you can argue with me later about that. He's an American journalist and television news anchor who has been CNN reporter since 1990. Don't listen to CNN. Thanks to him and another couple. He's the host of the Wolf and the Situation Room. Blitzer also serves as a network lead political anchor. He says, I eat right, I exercise, I run 5 miles a day on a treadmill, and you still look so bad. Oh, all right. My goal is to make a viewer a little bit smarter. So stop talking bad things about Israel.
If he runs five miles every day for a week, you know how far you'll be away from LA?
Yeah, 35 miles. Yeah. 2 hours of television, he says, 2 hours in television doesn't come, that doesn't automatically happen. I'm up early, I'm reading newspaper online, talking to my staff, coming with ideas how to talk bad mouth Israel. That's my extra. William Shatner. William
yeah,
Shatner.
Jewish you
know,
guy.
He is okay. 87 years old. Do you know William Shatner is 87?
Yeah,
all right. William Shatner is a Canadian actor, by the way. Is he Jewish?
Yeah.
He's Jewish. All right. He's an author, producer, and director. It is 7 decades of television. 7 decades.
Wasn't he in Star Wars?
Yeah, he was, for sure. Star Trek, not Star Wars.
Ah, sorry.
Yeah. So, anyway... 7 decades of television, Shatner becomes a cultural icon for his portrayal as James T. Kirk, captain of the USS Enterprise. In the Star Trek franchise of 87, it started in 1987, he played Captain James T. Clark, Kirk, on Star Trek from 1966. No, 1966. Why did I say 87? He's 87, sorry. Oh, yeah. He played from 1966, do you know? From 1966 to 1994, and won the Southern Life Career Award in 1980 during his Star Trek days. He also played Amphonius Police Sergeant T.J. Hooker.
Yes.
He says, saving money is wrong. If saving money is wrong, I don't want to be right. Well, is it that tight? Eh, Moshe? Is it that tight? All right. How do I stay healthy and boyishly handsome? It's simple. I drink the blood of young runaways. One of the advantages of being captain is being able to ask advice without necessarily having to take it. Guys, I think we bored you enough. So let's go to a nice song. We've got today a very African thing. So I really like to... I really like to start with this Mango Groove song.
John Smith, man, what's the matter with you?
I'm sure you remember that one. Well, I remember that one. Do you remember that one? Dance some more. Thank you for staying with us. This is Roy and Friends. You're listening to on the stations Chai FM 101.9 Chai FM. Our SMS lines are 35 34519. Our WhatsApp lines 0618951019. We're here with Peter Feldman and Moshe Staugard. My name is Roy Peretz, and we had today with us Dr. Ian Weinberg. What an interesting person.
He's an amazing guy.
He's an amazing guy. And you know what? Really a nice easygoing,
down to earth.
Yeah.
Very nice personality, guys. So if you got a strong headache, you got a guy to go to. You know what?
Strong.
Quite a strong headache. Yeah, you have somebody to go to.
We've had a couple of responses to our movie night.
Yeah, carry on, guys. Carry on. We got another couple of tickets.
We're here till 10, so please let us know, and we'll contact you. It's at 8 o'clock next Tuesday night, Cinema Nouveau, 7 days in Entebbe.
It is a nice movie. Over and above that, we'll have a lot of fun. I promise you, very funny. And you'll meet all of us. It's actually going to be quite fun. So, guys, Who was
the president of Uganda during the raid? Who extended a hand of friendship to the terrorists?
He was an Israeli friend.
Paratrooper.
Paratrooper, yeah.
Yes, he was a lot of things.
I'm sure they gave him like 2 parachutes to land. This guy was big. So, anyway, we heard Mango Groove before. Do you remember how nice was this?
Yes, Claire. Claire, what's her name? Claire
Johnson.
Claire Johnson.
She was amazing. She was such a beautiful... What a beautiful... The time is now 9:48, and we're just going to talk a little bit about the movies. What do we have on the movies?
There's one movie coming out this week that I saw. It's called Gringo.
Gringo?
Yes, it's with Charlize Theron and Sharlto Copley and Joel Edgerton, and his brother Nash has actually made the movie. It's quite interesting. It's about a drug company and their dealings with Mexico. And they send one of the partners, who's a black gentleman, they send him to Mexico. But behind his back, there's double dealings. And suddenly he finds himself in the middle of a drug war and trying to save his own skin. It has its moments. There's some intrigue and some tension. But there are too many threads to it, and they don't always come together nicely. And after a while, the action drags a little. So I got a little bored towards the end because it's supposed to be a dark comedy. But there are very funny moments in it. And... It's as I said, it's between America and Mexico. This guy goes into Mexico, and a lot of things start happening. It's called Gringo.
You know, because to the
to the Mexicans, the Americans are gringos.
Yes, of course. And you know, the Mexicans are high on drugs.
Yeah, you could say that. But I want to ask you something. What do you think about the last state of our friend, brother, Julius?
No, Malema.
Julius.
The state of his nation.
Now, look, I don't know what's happening now, but he's definitely trying to light up fire. He's definitely trying to light
it's
fire
a momentum,
underneath
you
our...
See? And, you know, and the media, like yeah. yourself and everybody, you know, the moment you start talking about this...
You give him the ground.
He likes it, that's right, because, you know, you give him, you know, the stage.
It's food for him.
See, absolutely. Oh. If nobody will talk about him, then, you know, it's passé, it's finished.
We've always put forward that argument, Moshe.
You are so correct.
That if you ignore him, but it's newsworthy. People want to know what's going on.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if it's quiet, people worry what's going on.
Look, you know, I said this before, you know, the way what he said, and it was, you know, about Mandela Bay, you know, about Trollope, the mayor.
Yeah, Trollope.
He's entitled to attack the government. This is his... A good government must have a strong opposition. That's good. This is he's entitled to, fine. But the moment you start saying, kill Trolley because he's white, becomes a racism.
Racism so, personal.
You understand? So that's the problem.
You know, the problem is that people are talking about reverse racism. There's not such a thing as reverse racism. There's racism and there's racism. That's it. Racism is racism. Doesn't matter if black applied to a white or white applied to a black. This is racism. And you know what? We're trying to get out of racism. And I don't know why the ANC government is continuing putting us back into racism. Well, I actually know why. I'm not going to play stupid or dumb. I know
because,
why.
Because they always like to blame somebody.
Yes, for your mistakes. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
and you know what? And you know, if you look at this, if you point a finger at somebody, make sure that there are three fingers pointing at yourself.
Yeah.
And then you know, because you know, it's very easy to blame. People who are not successful, they always blame somebody.
Yeah, my father always says, there's successes and there's stories. There's never somebody who says, oh no, I made a mistake. No one. No one says I made a mistake. What they say is, oh listen, what happened to me was that, and that. But I tell you something, this is not correct.
It wasn't
this
the right
time. Right. It's not right, and unfortunately, no, it's not right. It's just not right to do. And I've seen the new business partners in Perth sending a lot of messages to Afrikaans farmers.
Come to Australia.
Come establish there. You know what will happen to South Africa if our farmers will leave? I mean, this is going to be a disaster.
Let me tell you about it. In Zimbabwe, when Mugabe took, you know, throw out all the farmers, Mozambique. And I think Tanzania, they all asked them to come in to help them out how to farm and to bring the agriculture, you know, the whole industry up.
Yeah, you see, that's what's in South Africa. I got the very, very talented people, great talented people. People that had the same farm for hundreds of years, developed, give us food.
True.
Yes, so they live well. So what? I mean, this is a prerogative, you know. Anyway, guys, I'm going to just put one nice song that I really, really like. And we're going to carry on with the show with our goodbyes just now. So here's something, I think you're going to like it. We'll have to talk over the music because they're busy kicking us out of here. Yeah, I mean, if I talk...
we're talking. We got to move.
Guys, so don't forget the big black president that...
that was in charge of Uganda during the raid.
Yeah. Send us his name and your telephone number, and we've got another couple of tickets left. Come, guys, come. Let's do that. Then our number is 061-895-1019. It costs you nothing. That's WhatsApp. And 34519, it will cost you $1.50. So do it quickly. This was Sinead O'Connor. I think it's a beautiful song.
Irish,
yeah. She's beautiful.
Shaved her hair,
but she's so beautiful. It doesn't matter what you say, yeah. Anyway, we had today Dr. Ian Weinberg with us, and it's quite, I must say, it's one of the most memorable times.
One of the best interviews we've had.
We had drawing friends. I must thank him so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Moshe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lovely. We're going to go just now to our advertisers, and I'm going to say, have a good Shabbos.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.